Everything's inspired by the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, the founder Acharya of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Om Aginati Mirandasya Ganangana Salakya Chaksurun Miditam Yena Tajmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Today our topic is when you're weary. Scripture tells us never grow weary of doing what's right. And the Bhagavad Gita says that those who do good are never overcome by evil. Nevertheless, there are times in life when we all get tired. Tired of studying school, tired of running a business, tired of keeping peace in the family, tired of dealing with a health issue, tired of being lonely and waiting to meet the right person, tired of going out to distribute books, even doing what we love, supportive wife, good children, serving our spiritual master. But if we're not careful, we can lose our passion and allow weariness to set in. We have a visitor from Phoenix this evening, Govinda Bhakta. Recall an incident when I was in Phoenix selling cookies. We used to sell cookies at the exit doors of Walmarts and Kmarts in order to raise money to pay for the construction of the Spanish Fork Temple. And when it was too cold here, we would go south in the winter. And I remember spending a few weeks in Phoenix, Arizona in December or January. Because you're sitting at a table for 6 or 8 hours a day, I felt it was necessary to go out either in the morning or the evening to get some exercise. So I read about a trail run that was going to occur at South Mountain that coming Saturday. I wanted to make sure it was going to be an easy run because I would have to show up at my cookie table by 9:30, 10 o'clock and not be sweaty, not be dirty. I went to the trailhead during the week, checked it out. I ran the first mile or so, and it was flat, gravel, piece of cake. Saturday morning, I show up for the 7 o'clock start, about 120 runners, got my little running shorts on, my tank top, my number, gun goes off, and we're out into the course. First mile, piece of cake. Second mile, piece of cake. Third mile, started getting these steep elevations and sharp turns and then downhills. The gullies were washed out by rainwater, so they were deep gullies. And the worst thing was there were 6-8 inch sharp rocks sticking up everywhere, which is not a problem when you start the race and you're fresh and you can lift up your feet in order to clear them. But about 6 or 7 miles into the race, I found these things would trip me up. I fell no less than 3 times. My palms were all bloody. My elbows were bloody. My knees were bloody. 12-mile race. To top it all, come around a curve, go down a steep embankment, about mile 11, and there are 2 kids there, right in the middle of the trail, with their bicycles touching each other, handlebar to handlebar, having a conversation. I'm going downhill and I'm too tired to really stop or veer, so I just plow into them. And it's a big mess of arms and legs and handlebars and spinning bicycle wheels. Later on, I read that 12-mile Christensen Trail Run is rated as one of the 3 most difficult runs in the entire state of Arizona. But why did I tell you that story? This is the reason. What do you do when the race is longer and harder than you thought? You have a dream, you have a goal, you have an ambition to honor God and to help your fellow men. You've prayed about it, you've hoped, you've put your faith out there, but still your mission hasn't gotten off the ground. Still you haven't gotten well. Still you haven't gotten out of debt. Still, you haven't met the right person, got the right job. Weariness means to lose your joy when fatigue sets in. You don't feel when you're weary the enjoyment that you once felt. When I first joined Prabhupada's movement in 1970 in Australia, we'd go out in Sankirtan every day. Thousands and thousands of people would hear the chanting of the holy name. It had brought about such positive changes in my own life. that I was absolutely sure that within about 6 months, the whole world would be Krishna conscious. I went out every day with that certainty. But Prabhupada cautioned us. He said, Maya is very strong. In order to finish our race, we have to be persistent. We have to be patient because there will be delays. There will be unforeseen difficulties. And sometimes there'll even be what appears to be dead ends. Prabhupada said, don't be surprised who leaves. Be surprised who stays. When weariness sets in, we're tempted to quit, throw in the towel. Quit pursuing our dreams, quit growing, quit stretching. I heard about a lady who was told she had to undergo another round of chemotherapy. She said, I don't think I can do this for another 6 months. On the way to our victory, we'll always face the weariness test. We'll be tempted to cease and desist in the pursuit of our degree, our health, our marriage, our ministry, the restoration of our kids. And here's what I've learned. The test never comes in the beginning when we're fresh. It always comes when we're tired and when we're vulnerable. Here it is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, Jarasandha, a demoniac king who lived at the time Lord Krishna manifested himself, had defeated 20,000 kings in combat and thrown them into a deep, dark, subterranean, dungeon-like prison. Later on, Krishna defeated Jarasandha and emancipated the kings. It said, as they emerged from having spent weeks underground, they appeared dirty, unkempt, depressed, shabbily dressed, emaciated by hunger. Their faces were dried up, and they were greatly weakened by long imprisonment. Now what happens? They beheld Lord Sri Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with their external eyes, and that same Lord is inside of each and every heart as well. Soon as they saw Lord Krishna from without, and Lord Krishna waxed from within, it dispelled the weariness of their long imprisonment. The king stood with joined palms and offered words of praise to the Supreme Master of the senses. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That chanting put fuel back in their tanks. It brought them back to life. It refreshed them. It invigorated them. That's a fact. Praise will push you past weariness and propel you to new heights. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Here it is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3rd canto, 2nd chapter, 3rd verse. Materially, when a man becomes tired by rendering service in his physical body, he is allowed retirement. But in the transcendental service of the Lord, there is no feeling of fatigue because it is spiritual service and not on the bodily plane. Faint not is our message tonight. Shake off weariness. Put on a new attitude, knowing that Krishna is still in control. The beginning of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna was so far down. Arjuna was so far depressed. He said death would be better. You can't get any further down than that. Better they kill me unarmed and unresisting than that I achieve victory at the cost of the lives of those who are my teachers and my friends and our brothers. And yet he was so close to his destiny. This was to be the battle that made him immortal. We're talking about Arjuna 5,000 years later in Utah. When you feel weariness coming on, dig your heels in and say, I've come too far to stop now. Trying times, write this down, Pocky. Trying times are not the time to quit trying. Here's another one for you. The God of the mountain is also the God in the valley. This too shall pass. It might pass like a kidney stone, but it will pass. You're too close to your victory to give up. You didn't come all this way not to push through to the end. Thomas Edison is a good example of someone who didn't faint. He had to go through 6,000 elements before he found the one that worked for a light bulb. Now, with every failed experiment, he didn't get depressed. He got more enthusiastic. He didn't see the experiments as failures, but he saw each one as a step closer to finding the one that would work through the process of elimination. He said that in all of that, he personally never became tired, but many of his colleagues did. Our encouragement is don't fall into the trap of making a permanent decision based on a temporary situation. If you give in to weariness, you too will be making decisions based on what you feel rather than what you know. When you feel weariness coming on, the thing to do is to start reminding yourself that Krishna, God, is in control. When you come to the end of your strength, Krishna comes to the beginning of his strength. And that Krishna has promised us courage for every battle, wisdom for every decision. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Churu, I can't take it anymore. I'm so run down. I'm so tired. It's too hard. Here's the key. The more you talk about how tired you are, the more tired you're going to become. You're adding fuel to the fire. Don't talk about the way you are. Talk about the way you want to be. Have faith and victory coming out of your mouth. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Truth is, we all get tired. We all get weary. In fact, if you never feel like giving up, you know what that means? It means your dreams are too small. If you never feel like quitting, you need to get out and get yourself some larger goals, some bigger dreams. It is said in Srimad Bhagavatam, glorifying Lord Krishna, you are the embodiment of all human goals and are yourself the final aim of life. Desiring to attain you, O all-powerful Lord, persons of excellence make their goal the shelter of your lotus feet. It is they who are worthy of your association, not men and women wearied by the fruitless pursuit of material sense gratification. We need to learn the art not of focusing on our circumstances, not of focusing on what is seen, but of focusing on the unseen. Not focusing on the limited and the temporary, the inert and the darkness of this material world, penetrating beyond and focusing on the unlimited, eternal, spiritual world. Limited eyes can only see limited matter. Lord Brahma tells us, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Velochanena. If you have trouble seeing in the ordinary sense, the words are blurry and unclear, you can put a salve on your eyes. And having done that, it causes clarity. It causes focus. If you want to see beyond the limitations, the darkness, and frankly, the depression of this material world, you need to anoint your eyes with the salve of love of God. You need to have eyes of devotion that will penetrate the veil. If you do this, you'll always see the hand of God working constantly in the background. And you'll know that what appears to be for your harm, if you stay in faith and keep God first place, ultimately is meant for your upliftment, for your good. Whenever you think it's taking too long, whenever you think you can't last until the end of the race, whenever you start thinking it's not fair, I came all this way. I did everything I was supposed to do, but it didn't work out. I'm at the house, but I can't get in. Whenever you think about quitting, turn it around and say, I can handle this. I am well able God has equipped me, anointed me, empowered me for this task. This difficulty means that I am this close to my victory. You know that your greatest test will come when you're tired. Your greatest test will come when it's taking longer than you expected. At that time, we need to say, "Thank you, Lord. You are bigger than any obstacle. You will renew my strength." Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We chant on our beads clearly, attentively, without distractions. We let ourselves be absorbed. We let go. We let the Lord give us our second wind. There is indirect energy and there is direct energy. Hara is the direct feminine energy of the Lord. Hara is spiritual energy. A woman gives energy to a man. How many of you married men out there feel empowered, especially by your wives? You better raise your hands. Or you're sleeping on the couch tonight. Yeah. Now here's a smart husband. It's a fact that when a position opens up in a multinational company, two equally qualified applicants apply. One is married and one is unmarried. The company will always hire the married man. More responsible, more stable, more inspired, more creative. Thank you, ladies. So when you need a pickup, when you need refreshment and restoration, you just chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha, the feminine counterpart, is chaste to Krishna. She doesn't allow her focus to wander. She doesn't allow any distractions. Since time immemorial, she has never gotten weary serving the Lord. She's been serving the Lord eternally, and yet she gets up each and every morning with even more enthusiasm to serve the Lord moving forward. Question, what about prolonged challenges? Heard about a lady, she raised her family, looking forward to being an empty nester. Found that her daughter was unwilling or unable. She had to raise her own grandchild. Said, I don't think I can do this. Another 15 years, I don't think I have the strength to make it. Now you can't look 15 years down the road. If you look that far forward, you're going to be overwhelmed. Your energy is going to be drained. The key is to take one day at a time. Krishna is very economical. He's not going to give you the strength for tomorrow, today. He's going to give you the strength for today, today, and he'll give you the strength for tomorrow, tomorrow. So don't think I can't raise that child for another 15 years. Krishna's not asking you to raise the child for 15 years. He's asking you, will you do it today? Will you take hold of my strength today? Will you not give up today? Will you trust me today? Now, if you pass the test and do it today, when you get tomorrow, the strength will be there. Worrying about the future is only going to drain your strength, drain your passion, and steal your victory. Instead of worrying, get up every morning and say, I can do this by God's grace one more day. I don't know if I can do it for the next 15 years, but I can do it for the next 24 hours. When you're in a difficult season and you feel weariness creeping in, thinking, it's not worth it, I've got too far to go. Remind yourself, I'm not always going to be lonely. I'm not always going to be sick. I'm not always going to be in debt. These addictions are not always going to plague my whole life. Krishna has set an end. He has freedom and victory in your future. Keep standing. Keep believing. Keep expecting. If you will not get weary, you will see the end come to pass. Think right now about whether you want to be a fainter or a fighter, a weakling or a warrior, a victim or a victor. Krishna has already set an end to the difficulty. Krishna has already established an end date for your trouble, an end date for your addiction, an end date for your sickness, an end date for your loneliness. Now, don't go around weak and defeated. I can't take it anymore. Instead of complaining, say, I can handle this. My child may be difficult, but I can handle it. The boss gets on my nerves, but I can handle it. I'm getting older and more decrepit. I can handle it. Prabhupada was an old man on a huge mission to revolutionize the whole world. He could have easily gotten down and depressed and discouraged, but he kept telling himself, I can handle this. He had no money, but he said to himself, I can handle this. He wasn't healthy. I can handle this. No friends, no place to stay. Prabhupada encouraged himself by saying, I'll take one day at a time. Krishna would not have sent me here had he not equipped me. You got to put your shoulders back. Look those obstacles in the eye and say, you're no match for me. Cancer, you're no match for me. Cranky coworker, you're no match for me. Depression, you're no match to me. Addiction, you're no match for me. I know the end has been set. It's only a matter of time before things turn around. I know that if I stay in faith and pass the test, on the other side of the difficulty is promotion. Krishna is a rewarder. He pays well. I declare that today you're on the verge of stepping into a new level of favor. Problem is that you may be tired. The race has taken longer than you thought. You're at a crossroads. At that crossroads, you can let depression settle in, weigh you down, or you can dig your heels in and say, I've come too far to stop now. You can keep pressing forward, keep being good to people, keep hoping, stretching, growing. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama, Hari Hari. When you face the greatest pressure, you are the closest to your victory. Like a woman who's pregnant, the more difficulty the pregnancy becomes, the more excited she gets. The more miserable the pregnancy, the closer she is to bringing someone wonderful into the world. When you face adversities, when the pressure's been turned up, you can either let Krishna see your discouragement or you can show Krishna your faith. You can say, it's not fair. I came all this way. I did everything I was supposed to do, but it didn't work out. Or you can say, I can handle this. I am well able. This difficulty means that a breakthrough is near. Your greatest test will come when you're tired, when it took longer than expected. You've come too far to stop now, won too many battles to let this one defeat you. You're not going to let a temporary faint-heartedness cause you to miss out on a permanent blessing. Keep moving forward. Keep growing. Keep stretching. Keep being good to people. You will feel a determination kick in like you've never felt before. Get this down in your spirit tonight. Whatever comes against you in life, you can handle it. Can you say that after me? I can handle it.
I can handle it.
I can handle it. See, Krishna has equipped you full of can-do power. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Keep reminding yourself, the greater the intensity, the closer you are to your victory. Keep reminding yourself, the end has already been set. Keep reminding yourself when you feel tired to wait expectantly upon the Lord. Keep reminding yourself to thank Him for turning things around in ways that you may not be able to see right now. If you do this, you will feel your second wind kick in. Your strength will be renewed. You'll rise up to fulfill your dreams in this life. And in the next life, you'll go back to home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much for your kind attention. If you receive this message, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna.
Hare
Hare.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare.